Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.
Now, Michelle's ready to tell us how we can do some cool barbecuing.
Hi, Michelle. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you both?
Good, very well.
Now, I've got to say, we've just had, you know, the guy to tell us all about, you know, what we can buy in the market for $20, and he's talked a lot about limes. And I know, Michelle, you've started drinking hot water of the morning with a slice of lime in there, is that right?
I have. It's fantastic. You know, I was first up, cup of coffee, loved it, couldn't be happier. And I have changed my morning routine to include a hot glass of hot water and a lime, squeeze of lime. And it's beautiful. I'm really enjoying it.
And apparently much better for your metabolism. Is that right?
I hope so. I've got a compliment today, so it must be doing me the world of good.
Oh, well, that's very good. Now, listen, summer's around the corner. What are we cooking?
Well, I'm just thinking, you know, the day, like today is 27 degrees, it's beautiful outside, so I think we've got to get out the skewers and get some kebabs on the barbecue, nice eating dinner, something we can all put together, and, you know, you can have seafood, we've got the mince recipes, and we've got pork, and also you can think of a summer kebab, you can thread some beautiful seasonal fruit on there, rock melons, and, nectarines, anything, pineapple, anything you've got, thread them onto a skewer. But remember, you've got to soak those skewers. If you're using bamboo skewers, soak them in cold water for at least 30 minutes before threading, especially with meat, because it stops the meat sticking to the skewers, and also it stops the skewers burning on the barbecue.
Oh, that's a good technique.
It is, because, you know, how often do you go to a barbecue?
Yeah, mine's always ended up as a TP.
Yeah, well, exactly, you know.
Burning.
And you pick it up, and, of course, the stick falls apart because it's all burnt. And listen, what about marinades for the meat, for the kebabs? Have you got anything there up your sleeve?
Yeah, well, my favourite, all-time favourite in our house, and we always pull it out, is the mustard with some Worcester sauce and a little bit of sweet sour salty, so you've got to have the soy and some garlic, and that always makes a beautiful marinade for me. And you know, what else can you do? And also, don't be frightened for what you're threading onto your skewers. You know, we've got capsicum. You can chop corn cobs and, you know, cut them down and thread them on if you're strong enough to spread them through. And prawns with strips of sausage. There's so many things you can do with skewers, and it makes it, you know, nice change for the family meal.
Chorizo sausages, I've noticed.
Love those.
Yeah, and they're on lots of menus. Like, I notice them now, particularly on brunch menus and breakfast menus, don't you?
Yeah, everywhere.
I guess they would make perfect kebabs, though. They'd be beautiful.
They do.
I'm hungry already.
We were at the Portobello Market in London not that long ago, and one of our favourite treats was the a barbecued chorizo sausage with halloumi and caramelised onions with lots of lovely crunchy lettuce. Oh, imagine that in a bread roll.
I know. Followed by a glass of hot water and some lime.
No, I think that might need a sangria with it. Well, that sounds absolutely beautiful. And listen, I know you've got your new Christmas edition coming up. How did the cookbook get put together in the end?
Oh, that's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Well, Michael, you came up with a beautiful design layout. So we're thrilled with that. And look, we've really taken the different cultures that are influencing what we're eating today, chosen our four favourites, have helped by our readers, and we've come up with beautiful menus. We start the day with a brunch. We've given you nibble options and then mains with sides, and then we're finishing off with a beautiful dessert. And, you know, you've got to get out there and buy this issue. It's absolutely
I love Christmas.
Delicious. Great for the eyes and great for eating as well.
And we've actually gone with quite a traditional cover, because what we do is we always switch it around. So you get the main cover, then you switch it over and you get the Christmas cookbook.
Yeah.
And so you really are buying two for one in terms of that magazine.
Yeah.
But we've gone for a very different and fairly traditional approach for the cover. It's the most beautiful Christmas cake. And
it's
Michelle,
Michelle, are you going to make a pre-Christmas cake for us? a practice one?
Lucky.
A practice one?
Practice has been done in June.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hey, listen, Michelle, food director of Mind Food, thank you very much. Great idea for lunch. I feel like a kebab. What do you think?
Oh, I'd love one.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
A nice skewer?
We should do that.
Okay, bye.
Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.